With that, I will recognize the ranking member.
Thank you, Chairman. And I appreciate you holding this hearing. And Chairman Bernanke, thank you for your report. As you can see, on this committee, we share the same concerns, but we share different views on how to address those concerns and different philosophies. And as you come before us today, we're interested in your insights regarding not only monetary policy, but also the state of the economy, and as the chairman specifically mentioned, global competitiveness and trade and issues of that nature. Of course, when we talk about differences of philosophy, as the chairman and I have, on how to approach these issues, how one perceives the state of the economy greatly depends on one's point of view. From my perspective, the economy appears strong and vibrant, and absent some unforeseen shock, likely to remain so. When I look at your report and the supporting economic data, I see vigorous 3.4% growth, I see low unemployment of 4.6%, and inflation of 2.5%. In a society where opportunity awaits anyone who uses their talents and efforts to improve the standard of living for their family. Opportunities are there, educational opportunities, work opportunities. That's what I see from your report. I see 7.5 million new jobs created since 2003. I see a structurally sound economy performing as well as it did in the 1990s in what we now know was an artificial economic bubble. Currently, I see strong 2.2 productivity increases and record stock market levels, not fueled by unrealistic dot-com speculation, but by globally competitive businesses. I also see most Americans benefiting from the stock market growth through individual stock ownership and retirement funds. In this environment, claiming that record corporate profits do not benefit most Americans, as some on this committee do, is not a valid argument. Others have a different perspective. You heard the chairman's perspective, and they see another reality. Some on this committee believe the best way to create jobs and promote economic growth is through aggressive trade restrictions and barriers. While I recognize the need to help those economically displaced, or as the chairman says, hurt by global forces beyond their control, economic experience does not lead me to the conclusion that protectionism or isolationism is an appropriate response. Some think we need to somehow mandate the elimination of income disparities. While I share the exasperation of the chairman over some of the outrageous CEO compensation recently reported, I believe our corporate governance system works and that shareholders will correct these abuses without government interference. I believe education, not government attempts to redistribute income, is the proven route to improve wages for all workers. Chairman Bernanke, the members of this committee, Republicans and Democrats alike, respect your experience, your judgment, and your obvious commitment to keeping America's economy strong and competitive. We all share a goal of doing that and doing what's best for American workers. We appreciate you being here and look forward to hearing your comments.